It's Gabriel McBird.
I've been out and about today, including to the Skinner's Arms, for a few pints of a beer called Soundwave, which is 6.9%, which is quite fierce, really. And it's only £3.75 a pint. And I had three pints of that, and I'm now at Stepney Green. It took a little while to get going because there was some delays due to some argument, but this is a pizza called A La Pizza. I wonder about a place called A La Pizza. I suppose it would have been necessarily strictly agreed to by the Lord Allah, as the Muslims go for himself. And actually there's in the chair next to me, there's two or three big rips in it, which I don't think Allah made, of course, unless he was very angry at his subject for, you know, perhaps blaspheming. So he, he ripped through the bollocks and made a hole in the chair next to them, perhaps. Probably a fairly doubtful scenario. Anyway, I am in Allah Pizza, and the pizza I'm having is tandoori chicken, spicy beef and onion, and it costs all of £2 for the pizza. And so given the low price, I will report on what it's like, including whether, you know, it's actually a reasonable pizza, or whether perhaps Allah created a thunderbolt on the chair next to me. Hello, it's Gabriel McBird. Well, it's probably about 4:45 in the morning, I suppose. I slept like a child. I would say that the pizza there was, for what I paid for it, very good. It wasn't too greasy. It was quite a thick sort of, I'd say, a thick kind of slightly doughy base. I'm sure it was pre-manufactured. Yeah, I doubt at that price they made their own pizza dough and everything. On the other hand, some of those pizza doughs where they make their own, or buy the dough in, rather, are extremely greasy. And this one wasn't. Excuse me. I know I'd had a few gentle beers, but I really don't think you could say that there was a problem with excessive grease. It was quite crispy, and again, often those bases, they don't cook them enough, and you can tell. It did take them, I would say, probably 20 to 25 minutes to prepare the pizza. I suppose I don't mind that too much, but I wonder what it would be like when it was really busy. I know it does take a while to cook the pizza, but probably not that long. I'd have certainly expected, I'd have expected it to take, 10, 12 minutes. That being said, I suppose, because it wasn't busy, the pizza oven was probably cold rather than hot, so it would have taken a while for it to warm up. It wasn't even 11 o'clock yet. It was only, I think about 20 past 10 when I started recording that boo. There was an interesting kind of argument in the Skinners, which has happened before, when the guy sort of starts getting touchy about the fact that he can't guide people or serve people because he's a bit busy or his staff are busy. People understand that and completely accept that. He says, I know what it's like serving blind people because he's got people in his family with some condition or other. And really, it's a case of, no, he understands what he thinks other people want, and what he thinks other people might want goes. There's no flexibility or taking account of their own wants or needs. And equally, therefore, he thinks that people can't take account of the fact that a place is busy and realise that, you know, sometimes they've just got to wait or whatever. You know, I mean, you know, clearly we do realise we've got to just wait. And he, as I say, the argument wasn't with me this time at all, but it has happened with me in the past. So I understand, you know, why people feel quite frustrated about it. And the guy who runs it, Craig, he hasn't really got a clue. Anyway, enough rambling for now. I will record this and I've got a Mark alla pizza, I suppose. As I say, it is a stupid name for a pizza shop. But for £2, I mean, you really can't expect that much. So, you know, given the low price, I mean, I can't really give it anything less than an 8, I would say.